Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you down there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. Stories, crowded girl.
All my way to you, and I swear. Every moment you're dancing. Fuck, it's hard, walk me the air. I'm the one that's gonna get that girl.
The fan sites have definitely
posted and different pictures and so on. And then also George Lopez have tweeted pictures and posted pictures on his website, and his musical director, who you know worked very closely with Michael Jackson, Austin's uncle, Michael Bearden, he posted pretty neat pictures also on his Michael Bearden fan page, pictures of he and Austin and Austin's mother, Rebe Jackson, and so on. And my apologies go out. As I listened to the replay of yesterday's show, I referred to Austin's father as Nathaniel Jackson. I mean, it kind of sounds like that Kris Jenner stuff that's been going on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, huh? And they be joking and he's my favorite athlete, one of my favorite athletes, Bruce Jenner, about, you know, people still calling her Mrs. Kardashian, Miss Kardashian, and the girls always make fun of, sometimes people even refer to him as Bruce Kardashian. But my apologies go out to you, Mr. Nathaniel Brown, because you're a cool dude. But it was a slip, so my apologies for that, you know. But I guess, you know, it's the Jackson Brown family. Okay. But, you know, we're talking sports. We're talking NFL. And there's so much breaking news every second. Something's happening. I did not broadcast at 5:30 because something was going on with the Blog Talk Radio servers, or some kind of type of error or something. So I tweeted and posted that I would get on air as soon as possible. So about a quarter to six, everything was okay. So I scheduled the show to begin at 6:30. And it's so much breaking news. And like yesterday, we all know right now that Reggie Bush is officially now a Dolphin. He signed a lucrative 2-year deal for $10 million. So congrats to Mr. Reg and Miami for their new deal and this career move that he made. Obviously, the New Orleans Saints did not want him to leave. NFL Network reports that, you know, Coach Sean did his best, talked with him for hours and hours and hours to not leave the New Orleans Saints. But, you know, that was his decision. And obviously he did more than what he was going to get paid, because he was willing to take a pay cut with the Saints. But Lance Moore remains a Saint, signing a lucrative 5-year deal. Zach, it's not on the tip of my tongue, the exact dollar amount. Or I have it in my mind, but I don't want to be incorrect. But, I mean, he is definitely, he's bad. He and Marcus Colston. But Marcus Colston had his contract redone probably like last year. So both of those guys are bad as I don't know what. But Lance Moore, he literally, you know, advanced from being a member of the, he advanced. He literally grew within the organization, being on the practice squad and now becoming, he's presently, you know, he's one of the best NFL wide receivers in the league. I believe he should be. I mean, really, straight from Toledo, Ohio. But, yeah, congrats to he. And Darren Sharper wants to remain a Saint also, but, you know, it's in limbo what's going to happen with he, right? So, you know, Chad Ocosingo, I said it correctly, is now a Patriot for a 1-year deal. Roy Williams is now a Bear, because, you know, the Cowboys released him. Yeah, and Everett Haynesworth is a Patriot now. They're, you know, playing with Tom Brady. And on local news, because Jerry Snorwood is a local Mississippian. He's from the Metro Jackson area, from the town called Brandon, Mississippi. And Atlanta released him. But then I just heard on Mike and Mike where Greeny and Mark, who's sitting in for Golic, said that Atlanta has now released Jamal Anderson and Michael Jenkins. Well, you know, Vince Young has been released also from the Titans. And everyone knows by now that Matt Hasselbeck is now a Titan. But Vince Young has been released, and it's so many reports out now that he is eagerly anxious and wanting to become an Eagle and work with Michael Vick. But what's up with Terrell Owens, T.O.? You know, because I know his agent has been reporting for weeks on that he would be in top shape by August, and August begins next week. So I wonder where he would end up. For some reason, I always vibe and feel that he should become a Cowboy again. Really? I always feel that he would be a good match with the Cowboys again. Really? But it remains to be seen what happens. But you know, I wonder what's going on with the what will happen with the Titans in the near future. I'm just wondering. My mom and I talk about the Titans pretty often. And, you know, we're observing that, what's going on with those cats. But my friend Reggie Roughneck, who lives in Dallas, I'm unable to retrieve any of you all phone calls because my browser still need to be upgraded. But he and I were talking on Facebook yesterday because he was like, oh, you're congratulating Bush. He's going from one party city to another party city, huh? And I happen to like Miami. So if that's the decision, business, or that's the decision that's made, that's, you know, that's good. We want people to be happy, right? We want our athletes and our teams and the organizations to be happy. I'm just so happy that the NFL lockout is over. I'm so glad that we're able to officially talk about sports and training camps and trades and free agency and so on. Oh, yeah, as I glance at the television, Kevin Cobb is now a Cardinal, you know. So they are getting Cromartie and Dominique Rogers. Okay, so that trade was all about. But this is just... I'm talking about the saga just continues. It's just amazing. Before I got on air, I visited NFL.com website, and obviously my two favorite teams, the Cowboys and the Saints, but you all know you visit NFL.com, and you pretty much get information from all across the board. And if you're not tweeting or following Adam Schefter, ESPN's NFL insider, and if you're not watching or listening or following or liking Mike and Mike in the Morning's pages also, you're missing out on, like, groundbreaking news. And definitely listen to me and listen to my replays and so on. You all see now, hey, this chick knows somewhat what she's talking about, okay? And I thank you all, those of you that do contact me and share, you know, information as it is breaking, you know. And obviously you all know some stuff I can't just blurt out. So, but thank you so much for keeping me in the know. And I can't wait till I'm able to retrieve phone calls so you all can actually call in and share information out and open to the listeners straight from your mouth of actually what's going on. So I'm just so hyped and I'm so excited. But I want to talk about New Orleans Saints preseason schedule and the Dallas Cowboys preseason schedule. New Orleans Saints preseason schedule is important to know about because that's the game that kicks off the regular season, because they're going to the Packers, and that's going to be the Thursday night game that kicks off the regular season. And the New Orleans Saints, they have a game scheduled at the Superdome on the 12th, day after my birthday. So it's going to be
wait a second, I think my birthday is on Thursday. That game comes on a Friday. August the 12th, oh, preseason game. August the 12th, 49ers at the Superdome, 7 p.m. August the 20th, they go to Houston and play the Texans. August 28th, they go to the Raiders. So they're going to be, you know, checking out, playing some Drew and the Saints versus Jason Campbell, who is a native Mississippian from a town outside of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hattiesburg, Mississippi is where Brett Favre lives. Brett Favre is from Kim, Mississippi, that is on the coast near Biloxi. Just giving y'all some history about some of these native Mississippian guys. So they're playing Oakland on August 28th at 7. September the 1st, Titans, New Orleans Saints, Titans at the Superdome. And then the game that kicks it off, that starts the regular season, will be September 8th, Saints at the Super Bowl champions. Wait a second. That is amazing. New Orleans Saints, the champions from the previous year, from 2010, will go to the Packers, who are the super current title holders, the current Super Bowl champions of 2011. That's going to be a good game. I mean, my goodness. Honestly, I've known this. It's just not getting to me. I can't believe this, I guess, with the lockout and everything. Because we've known this, because this schedule has been released for a while, right? But this is going to be good. The Super Bowl champions from 2010 going to the current Super Bowl champions, this is going to be an awesome game. And I wonder who's kicking off the, you know, the pre-shows, you know, that pre-concert they always have. I wonder who's performing at that. But the Dallas Cowboys, they have a game on my birthday, Thursday, August 11th, Denver. So that's going to be at the Cowboys Stadium. Sunday, August 21st, they're playing San Diego. That's going to be at 7. Saturday, August 27th, the Cowboys are going to Minnesota. So that means that would be Tony Romo playing against Donovan McNabb, right, and the Vikings. And Thursday, September 1st, the Cowboys play Miami. That's going to be a good one, real, real good one. At 6:30, the Cowboys go to Miami. That's going to be cool. And then the first regular season game for the Cowboys will be the New York Jets. That's going to be an afternoon game, televised on NBC. That's going to be an awesome game too. So, you know, I think it's just important to share that New Orleans game, since that is they will be an opponent in the kickoff game on Thursday, September the 8th. So that's just cool. And so I guess most of the summer training camps are, you know, are operating just right, you know, most of them, because I think a few summer camps aren't officially starting tomorrow, right? Because there's so much information, there's so much trading going on, there's so much stuff that's official and so much stuff that's not official. I mean, my goodness. I'm looking at something now at the bottom of the screen about Crabtree. So, I mean, there's just so much going on. Like I said, this is like a soap opera, daytime soap operas and primetime drama series. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with what's happening with the NFL. But then also, today's show is about the NFL and what's up with training camps and trades and so on. But Tiger Woods will be returning for, you know, a lot of my friends. I know a lot of my listeners, male and female and kids alike, are, if not avid golfers, love golf like I do. Tiger Woods will be returning next week playing in the Bridgestone. So, you know, apparently he's better. Because if he was not better, I know he wouldn't play. So best wishes to him. So I need to visit his website and check him out on Twitter and so on. Send me some some breaking news, Tiger. And so, because I believe he is a listener. If you all recall, one afternoon when I had a special sports show on the weekend, Reggie Roughnet was just cracking all kind of jokes about Tiger. Because I was just talking about how it seems like golfers have a problem with their knees. And old Reggie Roughnet just went on and on about, oh, well, his knee issues don't, not from what he do from playing golf. What do you do when he's off the golf course? So it was like, oh, my God. So I'm sure Tiger found that, just, you know, probably funny because he didn't say it. He's an up-and-coming comedian, so he didn't say it in a bad way. But, yeah, so I'm just amazed at this. I'm still just ecstatic that NFL training camps are happening. And I guess I'm trying to see what other breaking news is happening right now. But I hope Darren Sharper remains a saint. But Cowboys, if you all need a Darren Sharper, you probably, if the Saints don't want him, you all know I love you all. But if the Cowboys don't, if y'all don't want him, if he want to go to the Cowboys. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I love both teams. And Coach Payton, where did he come from? The Cowboys. And so, you know, this is just superstar teams. I love the NFL, all 32 teams. And apparently it looks like we're going to have a good football season, really seeing some good ball from all 32 teams. Because honestly, it's hard. I mean, we can say, oh, we want our favorite teams to go to the Super Bowl, but looking at the statistics and looking at the coaching and looking at the training and looking at the players, I mean, really, it is literally an even playing field for all 32 teams. All 32 teams. So we don't know who's going, who will end up at the Super Bowl. We actually don't know, but we can't guess and we can't predict. Because you know I'm going to share my I will soon share my predictions on who I believe will be going to the Super Bowl. Really, I think the New Orleans Saints are still a caliber team that can go to the Super Bowl. And honestly, Miami Dolphins, like I said before, I've been watching them. And Miami Dolphins, that team is tough and rough, you know, and they've really been building up the past few years. So, you know, wow. This is just amazing. But the Cowboys, they're doing a lot of restructuring. And so Cowboys is America's team. You all must remember this. And America's team supposed to be at a caliber. I remember when the Cowboys, it was the team that many love, and then there were those that love to hate. So when you're a team that people love to hate, you must be a team with a good record. You know, so I wish all 32 teams the best, and just do your thing and compete as hard as you can, and entertain us, and we're going to, you know, spread the word. But so it's time for me to conclude the show, and I'll talk with you all tomorrow morning, weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I thank you for your support. I'm nearing 23K views, and I thank you, and I really appreciate you. And shout out to my fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts and the staffers and the advertisers, and most importantly, the Blog Talk Radio listeners worldwide. So thank you, and God bless. Love and peace. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.